This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. You are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, and forgotten gems from the 50s through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM with the occasional LP-only track. And now your host, Maude Marty. Welcome back for another crazy hour of wonderful music and fantastic vibes. This week, like every other week, is designed to entertain and educate. We started this hour off with what I consider to be one of the finest instrumental tracks out there. It's called 6x6 or 6x6. It's Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers, also known as the Funk Brothers, the backup band for almost everything that you hear pre-1970 on Motown, Tamla Motown, Tamla, Soul, and all the other labels that Berry Gordy published under. This one came out on Soul in 1967 and is just an amazing track.
You got the cutest eyes in the whole wide city. Baby, you ain't got nobody. Now ain't that a pity? Oh, yeah. And I'm standing up here with a heart full of love. Oh, yeah. And it's the natural bone.
get it. Ow! You dance around on that dance floor. All those fellas got their eyes on you. And I want to say something to you, baby. You know I got my eyes on you, too. Oh, I can hear you say, baby, what you want me to do? I'll say anything moves you, moves me, too. Come on.
High School Dropout by Roy C. on the UK Island label. Last week I played The Other Side, which is Shotgun Wedding. This R&B 45 was in and amongst all of the ska and reggae that I picked up recently. And before that, you heard Benny Gordon and the Soul Brothers, not the same Soul Brothers as the first track, but Benny Gordon's Soul Brothers. Track called Get It, Come and Get It on RCA Victor. It was written and recorded initially by JD Bryant on the Enjoy label, but this is a pretty fantastic twist on the original. Left out blue. As we say in Canada, ZZ Hill, No More Doggin' on the Kent label. Less bluesy, more soulful version of that. Before that was Coming Back to Me, Baby, James Carr on Gold Wax, and started off that set with The Shindy Butterfly by Randolph Walker on the Black Prince label.
Don't expect the supernatural intellect. Me just like the other kids, lived a world of building bricks. My father's name was Dad, my mother's name was Mom. How can I take the blame for anything I've done? Which people call
in your dreams.
I did all for her, my flower child.
Lost in your dreams.
Rise the moon and the night so black, a thousand shadows in the middle of that. You're flying off on an isle of dreams, but now you're lost, and lonely it seems. There's a Jamaican on the emerald thorn, the wind of fear, the weather sins. Better watch yourself, little girl. Better hear the whisper of him. Rise alone and the night so black, a thousand shadows in the middle of that. Run, little girl, just as fast as you can. Run like the wind. Run, little girl, just as fast as you can. Run away from him all. I lost a heart I had before, and now my spirit can cross the door. What can I do? I made a mistake, but now I know it's too late. I'm lost my way. The road's so black and the night's so dark. A thousand shadows will never come back.
We'll be right back.
Canadian band on the Franklin label. The Fifth is the name of the band. You Don't Seem to Care is the track. Very garagey. I've got a few of The Fifth's 45s, and they are all really edgy, very good. Before that, The Seeds, A Thousand Shadows on GMP Crescendo. And started off that set with something from the UK. Band's called Fire. Track's called Father's Name Was Dad. One of my all-time favorites on the Decca label.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maud Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maud Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maud Marty or on Twitter at Maud Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
You may know Tony Basil from such hits as... That's right. In 1981, Tony Basil had a hit with a track called Mickey. You'll find that actually a lot of her stuff that she did in the 80s was throwback to the 60s, which was popular at the time in a lot of 80s tracks. But what you may not have known is that in 1966, she recorded a track called Breakaway on the A&M label, and it was the only thing she cut until 1980. She was a dancer and an actor, and I played that for you on the Canadian Stardust label. Because if you want to go and find the original, unless you find it in the wild for 25 cents, it's going to cost you over a grand. Very scarce, very valuable record. Before that, I played Brenda Holloway, Starting the Hurt on the Tamla label, and started that set off with one of three versions of the R&B time. This one is Bobby Treetop. Probably my favorite version. It's on the Tough label. It's called Wait Till I Get to Know You. And I've played E. Rodney Jones's R&B Time, which is the same instrumental backing, but has a completely different vocal line. And there is also a version that is just the instrumental.
Times you've made me feel that this love this love was real. But now the tide has changed, and all the love you stored, you took it out of your sweet little heart and just threw it overboard. With tears, how long can I survive without you, honey? How many lonely, lonely years? I'm deserted on an isle of sadness, where the forgetting is hard to do. Memories are eating my life away, those memories of you. No other love could rescue me, baby, from this isle of loneliness. Until you come and save me, baby, I'll be marooned like this.
That was Archie Bell and the Drells covering Sam and Dave, Wrap It Up, on the Atlantic label. Before that, The Platters cannot miss with anything they put out on the Musicore label. This track's called Washed Ashore. They were such a huge act in the 50s during the doo-wop time. Beautiful songs that everybody knows, but their 60s catalog is totally overlooked, which is very unfortunate. Started off that set with The Poppies, track's called Do It With Soul. It's on the Epic label. Don Drummond, the trombonist of choice in Kingston, Jamaica, played behind so many acts, starting with the Trojan Duke Reed and his group. And actually, before I go any further, talking about ska, reggae, and putting that together with Black Lives Matter, there are a couple of things that I need to recommend to you to watch. The first is called Rude Boy, the Trojan Records documentary. It is outstanding, so well done, and tells such great stories about the history of Trojan Records in the UK, but also about how ska and reggae got from Jamaica to the UK. And the other is Small Axe. It's a series of short films that spotlight Jamaicans in the UK, their struggles. The second episode is just like a fantastic house party. It's like a love letter to a 60s Jamaican house party in England, and it's a piece of art. So if you haven't seen those, see them, because this music, this culture, it's a tiny little piece, but so vitally important in the history of where we are today. Totally got off track, so let's go back to the top of that set. Track called Dog War by Toots and the Maytals with Prince Buster's All-Stars, but I had known this track as Broadway Jungle, and I'd been looking for it everywhere as Broadway Jungle. I just saw this Dog War on the Buster label, and of course I love Toots and the Maytals, so I threw that on, and boom, there it was. There's the track I've been looking for. I had the wrong name the whole time. Sandwiched in the middle of that set was Little Girl. It's a cover of a Laurel Aiken track, which I actually also picked up in this clutch of records. This cover is much more upbeat, more dancey. I love it. It's by Ezreco. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Ezreco. And it's on the UK Columbia label. getting a little funky with Gladys Knight and the Pips, The End of Our Road on Motown's Soul label, and before that, Wedlock is a Padlock, Laura Lee on the Hot Wax label. I'm going to leave you off now with Jackie Mattu, one of the finest Jamaican organists, with the Sound Dimensions doing a version of Can I Change My Mind, which is a Tyrone Davis track. This is an instrumental with a Jamaican twist.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith. Thank you.